Welcome everyone to sunny Arizona, but we're going to keep you inside for 2 days. We won't let you enjoy the sunshine, but we'll have hopefully better prospects inside than outside, as we have the Sun of Righteousness to talk about. Dear friends, I have been trying to stimulate your pure minds by reminding you, and this is not my words, but the words of 2 Peter 3:1. And our theme text comes from that chapter and makes us think about, along with the theme hymn, Work for the night is coming, makes us think about all this time that has passed. And it has been 100 years since World War I this year, and it ended. And 144 years since our Lord's return, 1874. What a wonderful number, 144. From the natural standpoint, it may feel reasonable to share the sentiments of 2 Peter 3:4 by saying, what happened to the Messiah's promise to return? Ever since our ancestors died, everything continues as it did from the beginning of creation. The kingdom is a utopia of perfection than even mankind desires, but they were allowed by God to try any way they can to get to it on their own. Since 1874, or even earlier, from 1799, mankind was given accelerated ability to rule themselves and create a world based on their best intentions. They failed miserably. In our day, fictional writers would rather think of dystopian world, the world being fed up by the failed chase of a good or perfect world that cannot be attained while sin is integrated in mankind. But let us consider God's due time, as Peter explains in 2 Peter 3:8. Don't forget this fact, dear friends. With the Lord, a single day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a single day. Our intent is that the brethren will benefit from the topics we selected and the fellowship. The study will cover a sensitive topic, how to be your brother's keeper versus conscience meddling. Our fellowship in ecclesias, conventions, and everyday life is to be a help, as well as an individual path in following Christ, providing this help to each other in the most thoughtful and constructive manner can be a challenge with the different personalities our Lord draws together. Weaknesses of the flesh and other impediments also make this difficult, even with the best of intentions. The panel discussion will cover love and encouragement among the brethren in the end times. And we have 2 Peter 3:9 that says, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some people understand slowness, but is being patient with you. He does not want anyone to perish, but wants everyone to repent. And we trust that our speakers will talk to us according to 2 Peter 3:1 and 2. Stimulate your pure minds to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets, and the commandment of our Lord and Savior spoken through the apostles, your apostles. As we consider entering this new year, and you have to keep in mind that the Phoenix Convention was traditionally a New Year's convention. So we keep that in mind by having a testimony meeting with that thought in mind of New Year's testimonies. And I think the manna of January 10th is really stimulating in that way, and uses the verse, take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience, James 5:10. The right path is still the narrow path of self-abasement and self-denial, the path of meekness and humility, and it will require as much effort and grace to walk in it this year as last, or possibly more. For the more we grow in grace and knowledge, the stronger will be the temptations to be boastful, puffed up, heady, high-minded, and the higher we climb in faith and hope and love and activity in the Lord's service, the more the great adversary will oppose our progress and the more his emissaries will slander, backbite, and generally seek to injure us. If you look at your program, if you picked up one of these new ones, I think the original ones had a different color. If you picked one of these up, you're going to see a few differences in the schedule. And one of them is the fact that Brother Ron Chastain is not the chairman this morning. And he had a fall, broke his hip, and had a hip replacement, is in a rehab place right now. Sounds like it, the improvement is on the way, and he's getting better. So feel free to give him a call. I'm not sure if he's able to see anybody, but feel free to call him and send a message and keep him in prayer. Also, you'll notice that Brother Tim Krupa is not on our program, and he is also ill and could not be here. But we were blessed that for very short notice, three elders were willing to take up those sections that Brother Tim Krupa was going to have. And first one is Brother Jerry Nagy will have the theme discourse, and we'll have Brother Tim Thomason do the Vesper tonight, and Brother Dan Wessel will participate in the panel. We're very blessed by that teamwork to make this short notice change happen.